And you're just in time for a conversation that we are about to kickstart, especially with the 29th of May in mind, with this election time in mind. And it may almost sort of feel like we're spending more and more time speaking about the elections than ever before. But I think it's because there's really such an angst, I think, for me personally, that I'm feeling in my heart and my spirit about these particular elections. And it feels so pivotal that we make sure that everybody is up to date, everybody is in the know of what to expect come the 29th of May. In actual fact, a step back, that they understand why it's important that they are at the polls on the 29th of May. And one particular person who's joining me this afternoon who's really echoing these very same sentiments is Pastor Titus Sotolo, who is a senior pastor of Charity and Faith Mission. And he joins us this afternoon to be able to really guide us through the importance of us going to the polls on the 29th of May, bringing voter education in the church especially, and why it's so important for us to, even as you approach this, not separate God and the elections and politics and our nation, but if anything, really invite God into that space and look at these things from a godly perspective as you make our decisions. So Pastor Titus, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Afternoon Drive with Kwasi.
Great. It's good to be here.
It's great to be chatting to you, Pastor Titus. We're a couple of days away, and I think it, I don't know if it's the same feeling that you're feeling as well, that these elections feel there's an angst towards them. I'm even struggling to find words towards these elections. I'm not sure if it's the same experience that you're also experiencing.
Yes, it is. There's been a lot of things happening in the country, protests and all that, and everyone is looking out for a difference, for a change, and hence people are so interested with these particular elections.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is much attention towards these. But let's talk about voter education. You know, one of the things that I was having a conversation with a gentleman, Boshoff Grobler, he was on the show on Tuesday, and we're talking about, do people actually know why it's important for them to vote? Some people almost think it's just a thing we do, but it doesn't really catch as much significance, or even understanding how their one vote actually plays a part into the bigger picture. Why is it important for you to ensure that there is that voter education that reaches the people? Why are you so passionate to do that?
Thank you. I've been doing it now for almost 3 weeks on Facebook, internet, but there are a couple of reasons why I do it. Number one, I'm trying to get believers, especially those who never voted or who voted once and they stopped voting. I'm trying to get them to vote. As believers, we believe a lot in prayer.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I'm passionate about these elections because there are certain things prayer cannot do, especially when it comes to elections. Because once the winning party is announced, there's little prayer can do.
Yeah.
But then, when we go and cast our votes, we can really bring a lot of change. And number two, I'm doing this because I feel it's a pastoral duty for me to educate our people.
Yeah.
Where we come from as a nation, after Mandela was released and the retainees came back, you know, we didn't have issues. That's why a lot of people were not even going to vote. And even those who were voting, they didn't really understand what they were voting for.
Yeah.
You know, so, but now with so many political parties, with so many things that are happening, especially in the church, against Christianity, our faith that is, you know, on attack, we really have to get people to know why they ought to vote.
And I think a lot of us, we find ourselves at the part where we're having the conversations after the attack. We find ourselves having the conversations after whatever bill and whatever law and whatever this has been brought into play. And we don't understand that it actually starts from here in casting our vote. Are you finding, I think especially because when I started this conversation, I realized that a lot of us, we separate God and politics very often. There's certain life issues where immediately we invite God. Finances, work, family, marriage, children, we immediately involve God there. When we're thinking about politics and the government, we're sort of responsive more than it is involving God in every decision. Are you finding that more and more believers are, how can I say this, becoming aware of how God is actually instituted this place that we call government, and it actually is within the order of God, and that we have a part to play even in showing our democratic right to vote.
Well, I'm not sure if believers are beginning to be aware that, you know, we have to bring God into it. But the truth is, the freedom of religion or of expression, of religious expression, is under attack.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get the sleeping giant to arise and fight for their faith.
Mm.
And with all the things that has been happening, nobody's fighting for our faith. And I would even throw it, you know, for religion, for that matter. You know, so I'm propagating, I'm pushing that believers should vote for God, should vote for what they stand for, what they believe, more than what they are against.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, then that's where it gets complex. A lot of people, when I speak about elections with them, they're always like, I know I should do it because it's the right thing to do, but man, I don't know where to cast my vote, and I don't know who to vote for. And unfortunately, it's not as easy as you and I sitting here and saying, no, go cast your vote for Khosiran Khumisa to be president, unfortunately. But I do believe that there's a responsibility that we have as citizens, especially as believers, to, as we make up our mind who to vote for, to kind of do the responsible thing of inquiring and being diligent in how we choose who we vote for. And maybe I say all of this to get to this particular question. What would you advise for a person to do in approaching, getting ready to make up their mind who to vote for, while putting in that godly lens, that biblical worldview, that biblical lens in choosing the party and or independent candidate that they would be casting their vote for come next week Wednesday?
Yes, well, I would advise, and I've been preaching it, that firstly, you have to look at anyone, any party, any independent candidate who is and is willing to work with the church. And anyone who is not willing to work with the church is against our faith. We cannot vote for the person. But then if you have 2-3 parties that are willing to work with the church, that's where you need guidance. You need to pray as where to cast your vote. But there are certain guidelines that should be able to guide me who to vote for. And things like, you know, our faith, things like those that are supporting even our values,
yeah,
you know, the value system. Those are the things to look for,
yeah,
when we want to cast our votes. We don't tell people vote for this party or for that party.
Mm.
And it does not necessarily have to be a Christian party.
Mm.
But as long as they subscribe to what the word teaches, they don't have to be Christians.
Mm.
And that which will promote righteousness, promote people living together and not separating the nation on race and color and on tribe, but those that want to build the nation together, that's where we send our vote.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree with you. And that's, I think that's the way the hard work comes in, because now I have to go and look for myself who fits into that particular category. Pastor Titus, before you wrap up our time together, do you think that the church really has the ability to change, to make the change that we need in this country in the way they cast their vote come the elections? Because I think for a lot of Christians, when we think about our faith in platforms like this, we almost feel like we're coming in the minority, and it feels like we've got very little to bring to the table. Do you really think that we have the power to make that change?
Well, it's more than believing, it's knowing.
Mm.
I know we have the power to bring change. Number one, the church has the largest participation. There are more people going to church than soccer match, than political rallies. There are more people. Now, the church does not know the power that it has. Politicians know the power of a vote. That's why during votes, they go to churches, you know, and it is the church, again, that don't even talk to our people, guide our people, but politicians, they know the power.
Mm.
So we have the numbers, we have the right attitude, yeah. Because we're not in this for job. We are in this to make a difference in our nation.
Yeah.
So the church, I know that we can swing the elections, mm. if we can get every believer to participate and vote for righteousness, vote for godliness, vote for what is right.
Yeah.
No matter who we vote for, we can turn this thing around.
I absolutely believe so, Pastor Titus. I absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, believe it. As we're wrapping up our time together, I know you've mentioned that you've been doing this for the last 3 weeks on social media as well, really just sharing the message and preaching about it. If people want to get in touch with you, I think especially because we have family and friends that we're not always sure how to articulate, this is what you should do, because I heard this interview on Impact. Where can they reach you to be able to hear some of your messages?
Well, every evening at 9 o'clock, on our Facebook channel, Charity and Faith Mission. We're there live after 9 o'clock, and they can even catch up. And yeah. We are on YouTube as well. On YouTube is Titus Sithole, General Overseer Titus Sithole. They can connect with us.
Yeah, no, 100%. Pastor Titus, thank you so much, not just for your time this afternoon, but becoming an additional voice to the body of Christ in terms of really pushing the importance of us praying. Because not praying, but getting to the elections on the 29th of May. Because praying can only get us so far, but we actually have to do the responsible thing and wake up on the 29th and go and cast our vote. So thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's Pastor Titus Sithole, Senior Pastor at Charity and Faith Mission Center, talking to us about the election and voter education, why it's so important for you to actually go and cast your vote on the 29th of May, and more importantly, for you to be reminded that as a believer, you and I have the potential, have the power, have the capacity to be able to see this start to change, not just for the future that we pray for, but for the future that we actually also vote for.